The Hollywood Bet Sharks on a 5-match winning run in the URC heading into this weekend semi-finals against the Bulls at Loftus. By their own admission, though, they haven't been playing the best rugby, but that doesn't matter. They've been winning. Sharks lose forward. Siakolisi says that they're still chasing that perfect game.
We know we want to play better. There are many things that we want to do better on the field, but there are a lot of good things that we do. The most important thing is finding a way to win when it's not going well for you as a team. Because I've been in a team where you play amazing rugby and you still lose the game. So would you rather have that or what we're going through right now as a team? And we know we can be better as individuals and as a team. So we are mindful of that, but the most important thing is finding a way to win as us as a group.
Well, Sia sounds pretty fired up, which is good news ahead of that semi-final. Remember that the Sharks have beaten the Bulls twice already this season, both home and away. So they've got the rub over the Bulls, but the Bulls have been playing some fantastic rugby towards the back end of the season. So it's going to be a humdinger of a semi-final. The other semi-final will see Leinster hosting the Glasgow Warriors. And some tennis action from Roland Garros, world number 361. Loïse Boussan continues her incredible run at the French Open. The 22-year-old wildcard beat Mila Andreeva in straight sets 7-6, 6-3 to book her spot in the last four. Women's second seed Coco Gauff is also into the semifinals. She beat fellow American Madison Keys in three sets 6-7, 6-4, 6-1. There's a men's quarterfinal on the go now. Number one seed Jannik Sinner up against Alexander Bublik, and Sinner is dominating that first set. He's already 3-love up, and it looks like he could be going 4-love up. He is 15-40 up. Well, there we go. He has just won that fourth game. So he's 4-love up in the first set. Later, third seed Alexander Zverev takes on sixth seed Novak Djokovic. And then in cricket to finish, the Proteas warm-up match against Zimbabwe had their first day rained out yesterday at Arundel. Coach Shukri Kodrad said that it's not ideal, but they've had a good start to their preparation for the World Test Championship final next week.
We've had two really good days where batters have spent extensive time in the nets, not too worried about the coming from different formats. Guys adapt very quickly, so I'm comfortable where we're at. Not ideal, but you come to expect this, and this is part of dealing with potentially what could be thrown up. Whether we have another day of rain tomorrow, we've just got to make it work as best we can.
Well, that's all for this hour for the East Coast Radio Sport Team. I'm Nick Tatham.